everyone, we are reaching you from the depths of the Julieland universe. This is Shut Up Bentley, and I'm your triple expert at relationships and your host, Miss Samantha Bentley. And I am here today again with the amazingly evil Aiden. Say hello, Aiden. Stop playing with your phone.
Hello.
Today, guys, we are going to talk about rock stars versus porn stars. We've both had both.
A couple times.
Over. So, yeah, we're going to talk about, I guess, the differences, the good things, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, I mean, let's start with, I think we should talk about our first boy-girl, because we've both quite recently done our first boy-girl.
Oh, yes, we both went from the girl-girl realm over to the boy-girl realm this year.
Yeah, actually around the same sort of time. So your first boy-girl experience, what was it like?
It was very interesting because, I mean, I was Catwoman and I was fucking Batman. So, I mean, I was dressed as a cat in a warehouse and, like, fucking on top of a box of explosives.
Don't you do that all the time at home?
Yeah, you know. And so it was very, very porno type. You know? So, yeah, in a freezing cold warehouse at, like, 4 a.m.
So, when at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
I shot mine at midnight as well.
Well, yeah, because these awesome sets that we're on are, like, fucking 48-hour long sets.
So, when you did your first boy-girl, was it everything that you imagined? Like, did you actually enjoy the sex?
It was the worst sex of my life.
Are you serious?
Oh, my gosh. I was so... Okay.
Oh, honestly, my God. Are you serious?
I was going into my first boy-girl scene. I was like, all right, I've been doing girl-girl for 3 years. Fuck yeah. Like, I'm finally... Like, I see all these girls fucking male porn stars. And, you know, the only thing that has to be a plus about them is they fuck good. And I've never got to fuck one. So, yeah, I want to have sex with a male porn star at least once, even though I'm not attracted to them at all. And so I was really excited for my first boy-girl because I'm like, oh my God, he's going to fuck me amazing. Because obviously they get trained to do this and they do it every day. It's going to be great. Seriously. And like the scene, he was the worst sex of my life, the worst rhythm, the worst dick. And it was horrible. And I didn't even get wet at all. Like I was like trying to spit in my pussy because I was like, this is atrocious. You have a horrible rhythm.
But can we just point out that your first boy-girl scene was actually nominated for an AVN.
They both were, actually.
They were nominated for AVNs. The worst sex of your life was nominated.
Was nominated as the best sex of the year.
Like, that's amazing.
Yes.
Girl, you good. You good.
I have some good sex.
Good acting.
But also, like, quite honestly, as ridiculous as it sounds, it's so true. Rock stars have better rhythm. They're really
musicians.
Good rhythm. Yes. This guy felt like I was fucking like a like toy machine that was like one of those bed machines that you put like a 25 cents in at a cheap hotel and the bed starts vibrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
But do you think it had a lot to do with the time of the day and long days of work?
No, because he actually liked me because he asked me out on a date after and he would try to fuck me behind the scenes.
I'm saying for you, was it like you were because it was so late, you'd been a long day working, so you really, sex was really not easy.
That one was the threesome that I had the sex in, but the one that I'm referring to is when we had to go up to a cabin up in Big Bear for like a week and film. So it was actually kind of like a retreat and it should have been good. And I should have been having sex like every single day with this guy, even during dialogue scenes. Yeah. But quite honestly, after we filmed the sex scene, I was like, this is absolutely horrible. I never want to go through this again. I want to get home so I can have sex with someone who actually knows how to
horrendous.
Fuck me right.
So, yeah. I mean, will we be seeing more boy girl from you?
Yes, because I am under contract, but I'm a really good actress.
Well, hopefully you'll find somebody that fucks you better or that you have.
Well, I got told also that the male talent I work with, he's definitely not one of the top ones. He looked right for the role.
Yeah.
And he looked really good. I mean, he basically looked like Bruce Wayne, completely chiseled and hot and like that whole Batman look to him. But he was just like so boring in bed. He was like a fucking robot.
And what about you, Samantha?
Well,
you did your first.
My first boy girl was
Tell us about your first.
Mine was the complete opposite. I absolutely loved every minute of it. And My first basically actually came 6 months earlier than it was supposed to because I wanted to fuck this guy so bad. Now, Ian Tate, who I did my first boy girl with, is actually double my age. And I'd met him on a Harmony set before, and he'd actually come up to me and slap me around the face with his dick. And it was the second he did that, I was like...
Before a handshake?
It's porno romance.
I was like, when I do boy girl, it's going to be him. It's porno romance. And I did a blowjob scene with him, like before I'd done boy girl, and basically Harmony, I think this is their way of kind of teasing me into it. And they got exactly what they wanted, but they were like, just do a blowjob scene, see how it goes, whatever.
Yeah, so, like that scene goes well. Okay, blowjob scenes seem way harder for me to do than a sex scene. Because quite honestly, what do you get out of it as a girl? You're sitting there sucking this guy's dick. I would rather him fuck me than suck his dick and do a blowjob scene.
So I did the blowjob scene, and I think it worked exactly how they wanted, because by the end of the blowjob scene, I wanted to fuck him so bad. I was so turned on. Like, my pussy was fucking dripping. And he, like, grabbed me after doing the stills, like, by the throat, held me against the wall, and shoved his dick in my ass. And, like, this was, like, off camera. And I was just, he was like, you're coming home with me tonight. And I was like, no, I'm not. I can't, because I had to work on TV that night. So I went home. And then the next day, I called Harmony, and I was like, and they basically offered me this trip to do my first boy girl, which was Inverness in Scotland, and we go up there for a week and we film, and they were going to give me like a bunch of scenes of my first boy girl movie. And I'd been toying with the idea, and I called them the next day and I was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I want to do it with him. So we went up to Scotland, and the day that I shot my first boy girl scene, it was he was like the headmaster of the school, and I was a schoolgirl. And
that's new.
Yeah.
That's never been
original.
Done.
And
I think my first girl scene, I was a schoolgirl too.
My first girl scene was in a boxing ring. But yeah, so he basically, he fucked the shit out of me. Like, I came like 3 times in my first boy girl scene. And so it wasn't supposed to be an anal scene. And I guess that like a couple of minutes into the scene, I'm like, stick it in my ass.
A couple minutes.
I was like, fucking put it in my ass. And basically, before we did the scene, they were shooting another scene downstairs. They were shooting a girl scene. So I was upstairs getting ready to do the scene. And he'd come upstairs to find me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just sitting there, like, kind of in my school uniform, wherever we're waiting to do the scene. And we can hear them shooting the girl scene downstairs. So he just comes over and he starts eating my pussy. And I'm like, oh my God, holy shit. And he eats my pussy until I come. And then I'm like, fuck, like, I want to fuck so bad. And then we go into the bathroom and he sits me down. He kind of knows that I'm a bit freaky because I told him before. And he sits me down on the toilet and he gets his dick out and he pisses all over me. And I've already had my hair and
makeup
done.
Right before your first scene?
Yep. And I've already had my hair and makeup done. So I'm like, fuck. So then we like...
What did Harmony say? You come down smelling like piss and all of a sudden you're wet.
I was like, shit.
Like, what?
I need to fucking sort
this out. The makeup artist probably wanted to kill you.
Well, like, exactly.
He was like, oh, we need to put you in a bath. Because I couldn't shower, obviously, because I couldn't get my hair and makeup wet.
Of course not.
And so we're trying to run this bath so that people don't know what we've done. And there's no plugs in any of the baths in this house. We're in like this fucking castle in Scotland. And we're like, shit, shit. So he goes downstairs and he gets this gaffer tape, right? And he's taping up one of the plug holes. And we had to run a bath with this taped up plug hole. And then he's like washing his piss off me. It's so romantic.
Aww. Anyway, after he dick slapped you.
Yeah, after he
dick
slapped
me. Such a sweetheart.
Well, he's like, he's pretty fucking amazing. So actually my first boy girl experience is actually a really good one. And it made me like, I fucking love this. I want to do this every day.
And you have done it a lot since.
I've done it a lot since. So, I mean, and so I guess compare it to like guys in bands. I mean, obviously sex on set is very different to sex at home.
Very different.
Have you ever had sex with but you haven't had sex with a porn star off camera?
No, I have never had sex with a male porn star off camera.
I've only had sex with this one particular one who I lost my virginity. Well, my boy girl virginity.
Yeah, there's just not one that I'm... Yeah,
I was gonna say, Aiden, is there's not one that you
there's not a single one that I could try. I've looked even in Vegas at AVN this time.
You went shopping.
Like, I went shopping because, as you know, like I was like I saw you like around Circle Bar one time in Vegas like a couple weeks ago, and like I literally was down there by myself on the fucking prowl because I was like, I'm in Vegas, I'm at a sex convention, everyone's being an asshole to me. I'm going to go out and I'm going to have the best sex of my life with some male porn star because there's a fucking cesspool of them right here at the Hard Rock. And I was like, I'm going to go down and just find one I can deal with. But then I went down and I started talking to them because, I mean, it was like...
That's the one thing you don't do.
Yeah, there was like a, like, at Circle Ball, there was probably like 40 of them congregated. So I was like, all right, great. I'll just have my pick. You know, I'll look really cute. I go down there, start talking to them. They're either fucking, like, wiggers, like, gangsters. There's all these, like, white guys are like, yo, girl, what's up? Yeah, let me put my dick in your ass.
But then the thing is, right, I find about porn stars is I'm not actually in my personal life.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be attracted to any of them, not one of them. And, like, all the guys that I've worked with, no offense, guys, if any of you are listening, but in real life, like, none of you, not one of you would even get the time of day from me. But so it has actually... been some of the best sex of my life, and the guys that I've worked with, like, I've had chemistry with, be like another level, like, that I haven't had with other guys in my personal life, guys that I'm genuinely attracted to. And these are guys that I don't particularly find attractive, but I just get really good chemistry with, and it's really strange. I can't describe it.
Yeah,
so I don't know if maybe if you work with someone else.
Well, the thing is, I found this one guy in Vegas, and he was from England also.
Was it Danny Mountain?
No, but I was talking to him, and I literally... Nick Blue. I literally squinted. Oh, I was talking to him downstairs by the slot machine, and I literally... And he said, would you like to come up to my room with me? And I squinted my eyes as much as I could to see what he would look like if we turned off all the lights, to see if I could do it. I'm not kidding. This literally went through my head. He goes, would you like to come up to my room with me? Like, get out of here. And I looked at him, just didn't say anything, and squinted my eyes to see what he would look like as a silhouette. And I just couldn't do it.
Oh my God, I want to work with Nick.
And I was
so
like,
bad.
I was like, I gotta go. And literally, I ditched him by the slot machine. He probably hates me right now. And he was like, seriously, thinking he was about to get laid. And I was like, I squinted my eyes, noticed I didn't like him as a silhouette either, because the whole no hair thing, whatever going on. So then I was like, I didn't say anything. I just turned around and walked away.
Oh,
so, like,
my
to the
God.
Bathroom. So, like, now I hear, like, he's like,
I
what the fuck is up with Aiden? She, like, she was like about to fuck
well,
me, then literally turned
like
around
that.
And walked away.
Exactly.
And not find any male porn stars attractive, but now that I've started doing boy girl, I have a shopping list the length of my arm of porn stars.
Well, I just thought his accent was cute
with.
And he wasn't a wigger. So I was like, it could work. But no, it didn't at all.
Man. Even with a wig on?
I didn't try the whole wig thing. But
wow.
I might have. I should. I should carry a long black wig with me in my suitcase.
I think that's a tip for everyone out there. If you don't find someone attractive, you should take like your wig of choice with you and then just...
Oh, and maybe like stick on tattoos.
Yeah, like like those tattoo sleeves from Hot Topic.
Exactly. I could just like make a guy come to my room, put a wig on him, stick a bunch of tattoos on him.
And then make it work.
Maybe.
Guys, we're going to have to wrap this shit up because I've got to get to the fucking airport.
She's got to go back across the pond.
I've got to go back across the pond. So I have been Samantha Bentley. You can stalk me at bad_Bentley or find me at badbentley.com in the Julie Land universe. Any questions, you can email or tweet me. And Aiden, where can we find you?
At evilaiden.com.
And on Twitter?
At twitter.com/AidenAshley.
Oh, we love you all. Now fuck off.